Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Coming again today, live from Lake Charles, Louisiana, at the South City Christian Church, as continuing to work with IDES in disaster relief cleanup and just serving people and helping to share Jesus through our acts of service. Today, as we continue looking at this week's prayer guide, that we've been talking all week about sharing goodness. Today's focus is on sharing the wisdom and humility that comes from goodness, or that is expressed through goodness. James writes and asks, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" Now, I suspect that if you were to ask that question outside of a biblical context, outside of a group that would have any familiarity with the book of James, most people would, think it's them. I don't know of any of us that would like to say, "Well, I'm not wise or understanding." And that's really what James, I believe, is getting at when he asks that question. He's wanting everybody to say, "Well, I am." And then he kind of lays the hammer down, so to speak. He says, "Well, then let him show it by deeds done in humility, by acts of service, by sharing, by kindness, by helping others with a humble spirit." What an incredible opportunity that we have as believers in Jesus to share the greatest thing that we've ever experienced, walking daily in a relationship with God. To present ourselves as those who are wise and understanding. Not because we are filled with a lot of fancy words or a lot of letters behind our name or a lot of money or a lot of anything else. But we present ourselves as wise and understanding because we're willing to humble ourselves and serve. We're willing to share with humility. What an incredible opportunity that you have every day. And yes, sometimes God calls people to travel, to go to places that are distant from where you live, to share with those who are in desperate need. And I've had the privilege of doing that again this week. But many times, and I believe more often, because we're there more often, God calls us to serve with humility our coworkers, our neighbors, our family members, the strangers that we cross paths with on a daily basis. You see, those are the ones that see us the most. They notice whether it's something that we're just kind of putting on for a few days and then we leave, or if it's really our way of life. And so as we pray today, I would really challenge you to ask God to help you examine whether by this criteria, by sharing, by serving in humility, you would be seen by others as wise and understanding. Whether you would be seen by God as wise and understanding. Yesterday, we worked on a number of homes, and some had been working at it themselves. Some had found other means of help. Some were still just kind of staring at their piles, wondering, where do we start? And one of the common reactions when we're done is, what do I owe you? Well, how can I pay you? Can I give you something? And one of the guys that I'm working with made this statement, and I really loved it. He told the one family, Jesus already paid for this cleanup. And this was a homeowner that had intended on spending the next year or so just whittling away at it, even though his house was needing major work inside. He was going to whittle away at the trees outside because he didn't feel he had any other choice. And was so thankful that God would have sent a group to do it all in a few hours. And to believe. And he was a man of faith. Great conversations about how God provides and protects even in the midst of the storms. And families that are living in campers because, well, their home is unlivable. Helped clean up the property of a couple mobile homes that were in a mixed community. They were primarily mobile homes, but scattered throughout it were traditional built homes. And this community was south of Lake Charles, between here and the Gulf of Mexico. And it was obliterated. I really don't think, looking through there, that anybody was living in their homes or could. About half of them had campers parked on the lot, and the others just look abandoned. Some were just piles of rubble where a mobile home used to be. And to think, as we've talked with, we talked with the man that we were there to help initially, and he was just thankful. And his neighbor's property was covered in some debris and some trees that were down. And says, well, do you know your neighbor? Can we help him? And so he got him on the phone, and we talked with him. And he was just so grateful. And the people here look at us in a lot of ways as those who are wise and understanding, and they don't even know us. But we're serving in humility. And you and I have the opportunity to do that, to build that reputation wherever we are. To adopt that phrase as we serve, as we share, as we give, that Jesus already paid for all of this. What an incredible statement. Today, not only ask God to examine your heart, your attitude about serving, but ask Him to open your eyes to how you can serve in humility, how you can share with others so that His goodness can be seen. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are indeed a God that loves us, that even as we go through the storms of life, You provide. Father, for those down here in Louisiana and really other parts of the country that are still recovering from various hurricanes that have hit this season, and disasters from wildfires throughout the country to windstorms and other things. I pray that Your people continue to rise up and share and serve. And Father, even as we look at things like this and the need is great, May we not overlook the disasters that our neighbors and coworkers go through every day. May you raise us up to serve them as well, wherever they are. And when your spirit nudges us to travel with a group like IDES or something to help those that are just buried in the midst of rubble, may we respond. And when your spirit prompts us to serve our neighbors, may we respond there as well. God, as we pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities, our churches. I pray that we would model for them a definition of wisdom and understanding that is different from that of the world. A definition that comes from your word, from your presence living within us. God, may we help our children to live with humility, to learn to share. And we talk a lot about teaching young children to share. And then so many of us quit. And we become selfish. So, Father, as we seek to grow in wisdom and humility and understanding, may we serve and share and live with the motto that Jesus already paid for it. Father, as I pray for the people here in Lake Charles, I continue to pray for those that are trying to lead and recover on themselves. I think of the preachers in the churches down here. In many of them, they're kind of looked to for direction, for guidance, for ways to respond, and it can be overwhelming. I pray today specifically for Don and for Dave, who are both having surgery. I pray that your strength would be with them. And Father, that as we look around, our eyes would be open to the great need. But Father, not only would our eyes be open, but would our hands and feet be moved to show just how wise and understanding we are as we serve others in humility. Oh, Father, today, wherever we are, whether we're at home, at work, at the store, at some distant location, or wherever it is, may we humble ourselves and serve in such a way that we lift up Jesus, that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. It is my prayer that you are greatly blessed by God today, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.